say that smoking kills, but what kills me wears long high heels and a t-shirt with a weird design, your bleached blonde hair and a pair of blue eyes. We both like tea and coffee with...
Hey guys, what's up, what's up? Well, you're listening to the Cultured Podcast, and you already know it's your host, Terrell Primus. Today, we're doing a special call. We're going to be calling a very talented musician based out of Romania for our international calls this week. Ryan is a very talented musician, creative, and is doing really great things because one thing I love about him is he's self-taught. He actually taught himself how to sing. He taught himself how to actually compose and do music. There's many things that he has done on the musicality of things, but I'd rather him just tell you mostly from himself and explain who he is and what actually he has been doing to stay focused in the midst of all the noise today. So let's call up Ryan and find out more about who he is and find out what he's doing.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, what's going on, man? Yep, loud and clear, buddy.
Awesome. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just finished. I'm mixing a 12-track album for some people in Miami, and I just mixed one of the tracks, and I was chilling for a bit.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, first of all, thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
You know, we always ask, first of all, where are you from, buddy? Everybody knows you're from Romania, but...
Yeah. Well, I'm from this small city on the coast of the Black Sea. It's called Constanța. It's really small city, like about 300,000 people, and it's far away from you right now, man.
Oh yeah, I can imagine, buddy. Yeah. So one thing I know that's going to be on a lot of musicians, you know, minds is, what have you been doing, buddy, to stay focused in the midst of all the things that's going on in media today?
Man, it hurts me, honestly, to see all those bad things happening right now all over the world, not just in the U.S. You know, people are taking action and fighting for what's right, and I've been fighting alongside them, doing what I can from where I am. And in terms of creativity, all the steps that people have been taking to fight for what's right, it continuously inspiring me every day. So this is just like a push forward for me. Everybody who's fighting, everybody who's just like doing what's right, you know, just it makes me want to keep doing my music, because I know that there's people out there who need to hear, you know, whatever you got on your mind. Like, I know Kendrick's track All Right has been streamed like 2 million times last Tuesday.
Oh wow.
You know, when the protests started, or when they were already happening, and you know, it made me realize that people need a message, people need music, people need to feel appreciated and supported. And honestly, through everything that's been going on, this is what keeps me going.
The oh wow. That,
yeah, people are still out there.
Exactly. And one thing I'm trying to convey to, you know, our people, because it's not just, I don't look at it as, you know, it's only Black people, but I think that we need to see different perspectives from just not ourselves, that what are the creatives doing outside of, you know, being Black and brown, their perceptions on what do they see and what they're doing to contribute to, you know, what's going on. And what has this done to you creativity-wise as a musician? Has it inspired you? Has it did anything to you on the musicality aspects?
Always, man. I mean, I think I owe 80% of my music to Black music culture and to Black musicians and artists.
Oh, wow.
And, like, honestly, half of my teachers were Black artists and musicians, and they worked with African-American artists from all over the world. And like, I owe it all. Like, I owe it to Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, you know, for the 80s music. I owe it to Niles Rogers and his funky music. Like, honestly, yeah. And like, there's artists like Charlie Puth have been influenced by those guys as well. And creativity, like, creative wise I'm always influenced by musicians, other musicians than myself, obviously, who are being themselves influenced by other musicians. So it's just like a continuous, like a snowball, you know. It just keeps amplifying and building, and at its source, there's gonna be people in the jazz and soul spectrum. So
that's not I totally understand what you're saying. Being from Romania now, you know, being out of the U.S., what has you as an artist, you know, been doing? Because I know that there's a lot of places that's been closed when it comes to, you know, going to studios and things like that. What have you been doing to stay up to date on music, or as you're working with artists right now and doing certain things? What have you been doing?
Well, honestly, so as I mentioned, one of my great, like, best professors and one of my, like, awesome friends from Boston, his name is Swag Arcelius. He said a thing that I go by every day. He said, "Don't ride the current, create the wave."
Nice.
Which basically, means that don't chase what's already happening. Just, like, try to make something new, you know, create the wave that everybody's gonna ride on at some point. So creatively, that's what I'm about. Like,
nice.
I get inspired by, like, tracks. Like, I'm doing a feature right now on this dope producer's track. He's doing, like, kind of hip hop rap type stuff, and I'm blending my pop vocals because I like, you know, I'm all about, like, harmonizing and shit and doing cool melodies, not just about rapping and singing fast and dope lyrics. I like mixing the melodies, and, like, honestly, that's how I'm trying to stay creative. Coming up with new ideas or implementing what's already out there with my own stuff and with stuff that's weird or maybe unappealing to some, at this point at least, I'm sure at some point it's gonna be something, you know.
Okay.
Even if it's not right now hot, or if it's not, you know, like, blasting right now, at some point it's gonna be good. At some point somebody's gonna notice it. So creatively, I'm always trying to find new ways how I can turn what's already out there into something better and creating that wave that people are gonna want to ride.
Nice. I like that, you know. And I know right now the world is looking for, you know, inspiration and motivation. So for our international listeners right now, what advice would you give to our international musicians or creatives that's listening right now that is trying to figure out, like, hey, you know what? Because right now I know there's a lot of college students. There's a lot of people that's out of school that from the different cities in the U.S. that right now, you know, cannot come back until it's opened up. So what would you say to somebody listening from another country as yourself to stay, I won't say motivated, but what advice would you give as yourself? Like, hey, listen, I think this is what I do right now to stay focused.
I would always say, and I always say this to myself, try to do as much new stuff as possible, as much new shit as you can. Don't be afraid to try out stuff, even though it doesn't sound like you at first. If you like it, and, like, don't give a shit about what other people think, because, like, honestly,
exactly,
if I gave a shit about what other people thought of me, I wouldn't have made music. I wouldn't be a musician, an artist right now. I wouldn't be making tracks and making dope records and stuff. I mean, it's for me, you know. I consider my song, if I don't consider my own songs good, then how other people are gonna consider them good? So
exactly,
don't be afraid to do it, you know. Just go out there, I mean, in your studio or in front of your DAW, and write, make tracks, make beats, make weird beats, put your name tag in there, you know. That's my stuff. Like, don't be afraid of what other people think. Even if your mom likes it, that's already a huge step forward, you know.
No, I hear you on that. It starts with the family, right?
Yeah.
So for the people that don't know who Ryan Colt is, because, you know, we know that you do music. So what is the aspects of you musicality wise? Because I know last time we spoke, when you was out here in the U.S. in Boston, I know that you said that you were self-taught when it came to, you know, learning how to sing and things like that. So who are you as a musician? Because we know right now that you do music, but what is the aspects of that?
So, I mean, I wasn't always a singer. So that goes back to my previous point in terms of not giving a shit about what other people say or what other people think of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't always a singer, but I always wanted to sing because I always needed to say something. And I'm a drummer. I mean, I started out as a drummer. And
okay.
from behind the kit, I couldn't say what I wanted to say to its fullest. You know, I always had points that needed to be made, but I couldn't because I was behind the kit. So I took up voice lessons a couple of, like, 4 years ago, when I should have actually started taking the vocal lessons like 6 or 7 years ago, when people said, you can't sing because it sounds like shit.
Yeah.
And I mean, here I am, you know, 7 years later doing exactly what people said I couldn't do.
Mm.
So that's why I'm, you know, went back to the previous point. In terms of who I am as an artist, I like to be, I like people to think of me, or at least I would like people to think of me as a palette of colors, because I'm not black and white. I'm not one color. I'm not, you know, I like to express myself in so many ways. I like people to think of me as exactly a palette of colors, to be, okay, I made this cool track, but this next track is not going to sound like the other track. It's going to have stuff in it that are going to be representative to me.
Okay.
Yeah, basically. So artistic wise, that's who I am, you know, and it's the best explanation I can give, because I'm working on a feature, actually on two features for like a dance future bass kind of, you know, Medusa type track with a friend in Barcelona.
Nice.
I have signed a track with an Italian duo in Italy, which is also like house clubbish music. I'm doing this feature. I have two features actually with like a hip hop rap dude producer in Boston. So I'm not all over the place, because I keep bringing my stuff into those music. You know, I like to think, you know, like all those guys who are collaborating with like Marshmello, artists like Marshmello and
nice.
Calvin Harris, you know, Dua Lipa, she's pop, and she did that One Kiss track with Calvin Harris, which is like kind of like house dance track.
Okay.
And I love artists who are flexible in this kind of stuff. Ed Sheeran is really flexible. He did that, you know, the record with all the features with Cardi B, Camila Cabello, Travis Scott. I mean, I love the Travis Scott record, man. He definitely emulated himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Into that record. So that's how I like to think of myself. I don't want to be just the guy who made that track.
Nice.
Or
nice.
The guy who's doing that style. I wanna surprise people. I want people to think of me as, oh my God, he's gonna put out a track. What's it gonna be? You know.
Okay. So what's your, you know, I want to say end goal. So on the music aspects of things, like, what are you trying to do with that? Are you trying to get signed, or what is the main target, I'll say, as you as an artist? Do you see yourself performing on big stages, or are you trying to just be on a collaborative tip?
I mean, I've always seen myself, at least I've been dreaming about performing on stages in front of thousands of people, because
nice.
That's like, That's the end goal, honestly. I am, and seeing people like Billie Eilish and Phineas, and like young people, right, like Zara Larsson, who are performing at like 19 or 20 in front of thousands of people, tens of thousands of people. That's the goal I'm chasing. I don't give a shit if I'm signed or not. Because honestly, if there's enough people liking my music, I'm gonna get at some point invited to play 5,000, 10,000 people festival, or 10,000 people, you know, like gig. I know actually a few people who are amazing artists and have like number one dance chart songs.
Nice.
And they're not signed. So being signed is not necessarily the goal, but I think they're all going to come at some point. So eventually they're all going to spiral into something.
Exactly. I think the misconception right now when it comes to musicians, some of the friends that I know that's also not signed, that right now, especially as, you know, everything is changing the way we do things nowadays. And I do believe that, you know, I know that God works in very mysterious ways. And I think that the culture and society, the way, you know, everybody did things, has to find new ways, creative ways to get what they're doing out there to their market. And I really respect the fact that you said that, you know, it's not about being signed. It's just like believing in who you are and doing your best. And confidence is so important. Confident in who you are.
Definitely. Yeah. If you believe in yourself, I mean, you gotta do it for yourself first. You gotta believe that your music, your shit is the dopest shit ever. Because if you don't, how are you going to expect other people to believe in you? It's like, it's like going out and asking a girl out, or like, you know, picking somebody up, and you're like, if you don't have that confidence, they're gonna feel it.
Exactly.
And you gotta be honest with yourself first, and you gotta have that positive vibe and attitude first towards everything that you're doing, in order for other people to sense it and approve it, basically, because that's what us musicians are looking for, approval from other people. That's what we're doing.
Okay, that's real. That's real. You know, and I heard, you know, based on what you're saying, that you have a couple of really great collaborations coming on when it comes to music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is there, you know, so as the summer begins to come right now and things opening up, are you going to be coming back to the States and working on things out here? Or right now, are you trying to just do the international thing for now?
Well, thankfully, Romania, which is where I'm from, is open to, like, we're allowed to come back to the States because we're not in this whole Schengen area of Europe. So, like, we're fine. And I already have, like, an OPT thing. So I'm going to try to move to LA, hopefully in a couple months.
Nice.
So things can cool down a bit and everybody can take, you know, like, a break and go over what they've been doing lately. And basically, yeah, I'm going to try to come up there. All my songs right now are online collaborations. Like, we've been going back and forth with mixes and lyrics and melodies, and it's been pretty hectic, but at the same time, I like that I found the people who are as hardworking as myself. Like,
nice.
This guy that I'm working with, his name is Javi. He goes by Castello, and he's, like, honestly one of the dopest future bass house dance producers I've ever seen. Like, he's coming up right now, you know, and he's huge in my eyes, and I think he's gonna be huge one day. So, like, I love that he's as hardworking as I am. You know, he sends me a track, I'm like so excited about it. I send him lyrics in like 2 days. Like, I brainstorm 2 days, like, straight. I brainstorm, like, melodies and lyrics, and I send it to him, and he's like, dude, this is amazing. And I'm like, really, you like it? And he's like, fuck yeah. And then he shows this to his manager, and he's like, oh, this shit is dope. And I'm like, okay, I'm actually a good songwriter, see? And that's what I was looking for, and that's what I was going back to my previous point, you know, like, we're always looking for approval to make sure that we're good.
Exactly.
You know, because, like, you can say your stuff is good, and when somebody else says it too, you're like, okay, this is one more point for me. I know I'm good, and I'm going to move on to the next step.
Nice. That's good advice, you know, because I think, you know, believing and trusting in your own self is the most important part before you even try to, you know, work with anybody, or, because like you said, somebody's going to feel, you know, if you believe in yourself or not. They're going to know that, you know, as you said, like, a girl, she's going to know, is this guy really confident? Because you can't lie, especially to women after being around them for a while, you know.
And you honestly need, obviously have that attitude and positive attitude of believing in yourself. And you honestly need just one person. That's what I mentioned my mom. If your mom likes it, or if your dad or whatever, somebody in your friend group, one person needs to like it for yourself to be, for you to be like, okay, I'm good. I'm okay. I'm on the right track, you know? Because at some point in this world, there's like 7 billion people. One's going to like it.
Exactly.
And that's all you need. If do it for yourself, man. Do it. Just keep doing it. Don't think about it.
And that's a really good mindset to have, man. You know, and I think that people nowadays, especially our young musicians that's up and coming, they need to understand that and hear individuals as yourself. Because one thing I always say, anybody that's going to give advice, you have to be in motion. You have to, it's like getting into a car. You can't ask somebody for direction if they don't have Waze, you know?
Exactly.
And it's really good that you have that mindset, because this is what our culture needs. You know, it's not a black or white thing. It's just basically us coming together to motivate and inspire each other.
Exactly.
So...
And you,
No, go ahead, brother.
No, I was just going to say, you don't need... what was I going to say? You don't... I mean, just, yeah, don't, you just need approval from yourself first, and then listen to other people. Because there's going to be people who are not going to like your music.
Exactly.
Even when you're famous. Like, there's a ton of people who don't like Cardi B. I think Cardi B is great. You know, so like, no matter what you say, and she has that attitude. She's like, I don't care.
Exactly.
There's a ton of people who listen to my shit, and they come to my shows, and they blast their music in the car, and there you go. She had that attitude, and there's going to be people who disagree with you, and there's nothing you can do about it, honestly, because people have different opinions, And it's really important for anybody who's starting out or still struggling with it to understand this point. It's still taking me time out of my day sometimes to understand that not even my friends are gonna like my music. There's tracks that my friends don't like, and I can't blame them. Like I can be like, you're my friend, why don't you like my track? It's just, you know,
exactly.
I gotta make my mind with it, like make my peace with it, and be like, cool, that's fine. I like it. I'm gonna keep making it.
And exactly, I mean, as a creative or just entrepreneur or whatever field you're in, I don't think anything you do, everybody's going to love it, because it'll be scary if everybody loves what you do, because then you're going to be forced into a place of like perfectionist. And
actually, sorry to interrupt. Actually, this point is really good. Somebody said once that if you're doing something and everybody agrees with it or loves it, or you as a person, you are something, or you're someone, and everybody loves you as a person, there's something wrong. Something's bad. Like exactly. if you're making a track and everybody's crazy about it, something's wrong. Or if you're anything, you're a creative, you're doing something and everybody agrees with it, something's wrong and they're lying or something like that. Because like,
that's real.
Yeah,
that's real. That's 100%. I think that honesty is the most important thing. And I tell all of my friends, even everything that I'm doing, you know, you have your personal circle, and I'm like, hey, be honest with me. Do you like this? If I'm doing a shoot or if I'm doing even my podcast, you know, the other day I actually sent it out to somebody and I said, hey, check out this episode. I would like to feature you. And it was a very talented musician. And she said straight up, she's like, hey, listen, you know what? This is not for me. This is not my vibe. And I'm sorry, I'm going to pass on it. And I didn't really take it personally, because end of the day, it's like, it's not something that she was really feeling. And all you can do is, okay, great. You know, hopefully, future-wise, I'm going to have something that you're going to come back to. You got to have that confidence in yourself, first of all.
Yeah, definitely.
I've heard Jay-Z. I've heard stories from doors that was closed in certain individuals to billionaires and companies. And, you know, and I'm like, yo, they always say to each other, like, hey, listen, man, I've went to many doors that was closed, and end of the day, you got to open your own door. You got to create your own door sometimes out here, you know?
Yeah, and honestly, I don't think, at least at this level, I mean, I don't know what that person's level was, but at least on my level, there's no bad opportunities.
And exactly.
And the more chances I get to meet people or have people heard of me, have people hear of me, it's just a chance that I take, because what's the point in not doing that? There's just no reason of why I wouldn't do it.
Exactly. So for the musicians listening right now, Ryan, that say, okay, you know what? I would love to collaborate with this guy. What is, I'll say, the requirements, or what do you look for in a collaborative, you know, if you're looking to somebody to work with you, what do you look for?
Well, so having graduated Berkeley, and having gotten a diploma and a bachelor degree in like contemporary writing and production, I learned how to mix and master stuff as well, how to do multiple genres, like arrange in multiple genres. So I write for commercials and stuff, jingles. I mix, like I've been mixing a 12-track reggaeton Latino album, like nice. J Balvin style, which is basically pop in Spanish.
Okay.
So honestly, if you know yourself what you want to do, that's my only requirement. Like, because I've only taken this major at Berkeley just to be able to have this broad spectrum of possibilities, right? I mean, I can mix like world type stuff.
Nice.
I can, you know, like Chinese or like Indian music or like, you know, different world type genres. But in terms of pop, hip hop, you know, like Travis Scott, DaBaby, Roddy Ricch, stuff like that, production wise I'm super good on pop. Like I feel confident.
Nice.
Not necessarily that I'm like the best at it. I feel more confident on pop and R&B pop than any other style. Mix wise I like to work on anything that's good and on anything that people are confident about. So that was like the requirement that I have for everybody who's reaching out to me. There's another rapper, hip hop artist from Romania who's reached out to me saying that he needs his stuff mixed. And he sent it to me, and I went full honest on him. And I said, this needs production, and I'm going to add it, because your delivery of the message, like what you're trying to convey with the message, is really fucking good. So I went in and I did the production and sent it to him, and he was like, fuck, this is dope. And
that's,
I was like,
that's amazing.
Thanks, man. But your message needed something to be built on. I just gave you like the platform, and you have to deliver it right, you know? So he already had that in. So if you have the ambition, and if you know what you want, that's already like, you're already 10 steps forward and ahead of people who don't know what they want. They just want a track.
Exactly. That's real. That's 100%. Now, how can people get in contact with you if they want to send you a track, or they just want to basically reach out to you to find out more about music or doing anything together?
Definitely. Well, I mean, I'm always on Instagram more than anywhere else. I'm also on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram at Ryan Colt. Ryan with an I, not a Y, since it's part of my name. So Ryan Colt. And send me stuff that you want to feature. Send me if you want to work on something together. If you want me to be a feature on your track as well, definitely. I'd love to. If you want me to mix your track or produce something, I'm super down, because at least for now, you know, I'm trying to build relationships, and honestly, I think that's more important than just
exactly
being this amazing singer artist who is singing for himself. I'm making tracks every day. I'm continuously building my portfolio with people, building names and relationships, because at the end of the day, all my gigs are going to come from people who know other people who know other people who need a producer
exactly.
or a songwriter.
That's good to know. Hey, guys, you heard it from Ryan Colt. He's open to collaborative things with you guys, but please come correct, you know, and he's a very talented and a very, very, very focused and driven individual that I know personally.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Right back at you, man.
So, hey, guys, you heard it here. Your host, Terrell Primus. We had Ryan Colt here. We're going to have a part two segment to Ryan Colt to find out deeply more about his music, more about who he is, and find out who he's collaborated with, because I know he has projects that's under the radar. So
yeah.
You've heard us first, guys, here on Cultured Podcast. Watch out for part two with Ryan Colt. Thank you for your time, from your busy schedule, brother, you know, for being here with us.
Dude, thank you so much for having me, man. It really means a lot, you know. It honestly means a lot to have people reach out to me and be interested in my story. It's like, hop on the bus, man.
Exactly.
I'm leading, and if you want to be part of my story, let's take a seat and ride with me, man.
That's real, guys. You heard it. Ride with us. You know what I'm saying? We're not looking for just passengers. We're looking for people that can drive too.
Yep.
All right. So, hey, guys, you heard it first. Cultured Podcast Part 2. Episode is going to be coming soon. You heard it first. All right, guys. Holla at you soon.